From Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And then turning to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, October 26, 2022. And listening, friend, I'm excited because I have a special guest in the studio, and they're the kind of guests that I favor, that I appreciate. They're a little bit reluctant. In fact, as we just talked a little about prior to being on the air, a little of the show prep, he said, well, I've never really done this before, and you want me now to share my testimony too? And I said, oh, yeah, Bruce, you're going to be great. And so I appreciate Bruce on kind of a moment's notice to be transparent and to share a little of his faith journey, his life story, some of his testimony. And he said, I really like that Jeremiah passage, so we'll probably be coming back to that. And Bruce Halsrud, he works with Thrivent Financial. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, you heard his name mentioned because Dean Hull was in the studio and we were talking about an upcoming Thrivent workshop. In fact, we're having them back-to-back 1 week and then the next week. That's titled Legacy Planning for Individuals with Special Needs. And so a few weeks ago, you would have heard our interview with Dean Hull. If you missed it, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends tab, and that was the program from Wednesday, October 12th. And so we have these two Thrivent workshops, and many of you know that Great News Media sign that's out in front of our building that was a great gift underwritten by Thrivent Financial of East Central Illinois, the great team that we've grown to really appreciate. But anyways, Bruce Halsrud is in the studio, and how long have you been with Thrivent Financial?
A little over 15 years, Mark.
15 years. Well, I've known Dean for these many years, but I'm getting to know you a little bit, and I asked beforehand, what do you think about sharing a little of your faith journey? I know it's not Testimony Tuesday, and you said, well, I could do that. It's not maybe one of these spectacular ones that you're used to hearing. And I said, everyone's testimony is unique. It's special. In fact, God calls us all from different background experiences and life experiences, and most of us, they're pretty kind of generic. It's just God works a work in our heart, maybe through a pastor, through the reading of Scripture, through the testimony we hear over the radio, and you said yours was pretty common. So maybe walk me through before we talk about this exciting workshop that's happening on Thursday, November 10th, but I was thinking the RSVP needs to be in by November 4th, so they really have about 2 weeks to get the RSVP in. But we're going to talk about do your children know, but tell me a little of your faith journey. Did you grow up in a Christian home?
I did. I was raised Lutheran. I grew up north of Fargo, North Dakota, on a family farm. So I don't have any, I came to Christ or experience. Christ comes to me, has in various non-exciting ways over the last 51 years.
And you're married, children?
Yep. My wife, Tracy, and we have two children. Andrew is 24 and Ellie is 21.
And do a shout-out or tell me something special about Tracy. Putting you really on the spot. In fact, Bruce didn't know all this was going to come down. He's here all prepared with some very good notes about do your children know. But I think this way the listeners can get a little glimpse into your faith journey. And being a part of Thrivent, I know it's filled up with a lot of Christians, and you have a real heart and passion for people to use their resources towards ministry ends, providing for their family, but also for their churches or their certain ministries, and we'll talk about that. But I'm glad you're a faithful follower of Jesus. We've known Dean Hull that way, and many of your team members seem to all love the Lord. But tell us something about Tracy.
Oh, she doesn't like the spotlight.
Sure.
A lot of people talk about their wife or their husband as their rock, their assistance in growing in their faith, and definitely she fits that mm-hmm. ticket. We both grew up in the church, not that far apart, and kind of split off from the church for a while, just during mm-hmm. graduate school and so forth. But she was always the one that said, you know, we need to raise our children right, and, mm-hmm. and faithfully attending and just walking the walk. And I learned a lot from her and her parents as well.
Mm. And talk a little about your credentials or background. It sounded like you went to graduate school.
Yeah, like I said, I grew up north of Fargo and on a family farm and planned on farming. Actually, got into research. I became a plant pathologist from the University of Minnesota, which landed me a job here at the University of Illinois. I worked there for about 10 years as extension specialist. Loved it, but just it wasn't, didn't know it then, but it wasn't my calling. And it's a long story, but Thrivent found me and kept bugging me to come have a conversation about working for Thrivent. And I said no. Mm-hmm. And I said no. But I've always loved investments. I've always loved the planning. I'm a spreadsheet geek. I look at most people's situation as a bit of a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a lot of things that they've accumulated, both good and bad over their years, products and advice. And my job is to help them understand where they're trying to go, look at where they are, and connect those dots.
I appreciated how you said Thrivent kind of came searching after you. And that seems to be somewhat of your faith journey, too, that God pursued you. You didn't really say much more about that, but was it through the Word or through your parents modeling Christ or just attending church that you really came to terms with the fact that God really delights in me, God cares for me, God wants to redeem me? When did that make greater sense or become personal?
I think if we're honest, when we have children, suddenly that's thrust mm-hmm. upon us to mm-hmm. say, I better set a good example here.
Yeah.
And but through my wife and her family, that's been a big inspiration. And
yeah.
had a couple of really key pastors that encouraged development and leading Bible studies and different things like that, which it's all cumulative and additive. And
I know you said recently you were teaching a Bible study on Sunday, and we were talking about sometimes after a Mark and Friends program is aired, and I may look at Jason and we said, what do you think? And we're both like, yeah, it was a dud. And then people say, oh, no, we were really ministered to or blessed. And you said that's happened sometimes when you teach Sunday school. You know, most Sunday school teachers, you'll prepare, you'll pray over it, you'll, you know, get the lesson organized and set, and then you feel like maybe it fell a little flat. Then come to realize when people come up to you afterwards, oh, I was really blessed or touched and such.
It always makes sense in your head, but it's a question of whether it makes sense coming out of your mouth. It doesn't sometimes jive.
Yeah. Well, you've been serving Thrivent Financial here in the greater East Central Illinois area for these last 15 years. And coming up on November 10th, you're going to be putting on what's titled, Do Your Children Know? Talk a little about that, what people can anticipate or why it would be important for them to be a part of this.
Sure. My former career, I did a lot of workshops and seminars, which were not all that exciting, but this one I'm extremely passionate about. I think we first did this back in 2014 with a couple of other professionals, Kyle Emkes, who's an attorney, and Rex Kallenbach, who's a CPA.
And both of them will be a part of this?
Yep, they'll be speakers as well. But we kind of put our heads together and said, we have this gap in, you know, a lot of people know some things about what they need for legal documents. They know some things about taxes. They've heard some different strategies to pull all those things together. But there's nothing out there that really helps dial all of this information together. And so we put our heads together and created this presentation. It's been adjusted and modified over the years as the laws mm-hmm. have changed and mm-hmm. different things have come. But what I say at the beginning of this workshop is, you know, whether it's small or large, simple or complex, planned or unplanned, good or bad, as stewards of God's resources, each of us will leave a legacy. And that legacy is going to the people and to the places that we care about. So I think it's on us to make sure that it's a good legacy.
And I like with the title, Do Your Children Know, it's great that maybe the husband and wife have an agreement on what their legacy should be.
Yeah.
But did their children know? Because God forbid if something happened or there's a crisis or an injury or they couldn't communicate these things, you're going to help raise awareness that it's important for the family members to pass on their legacy, to make sure their children or their grandchildren know where they want their resources to go,
right,
or where their heart is, or what kind of impact they want to make.
Yeah, and you know, you don't just communicate that in an evening or anything, but it's again stressing to parents, and we want parents and their children, or parents and their parents to come be here together, because historically we just don't have these conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's an attitude of it's none of their business, they'll find out when they find out.
Yeah.
And that sometimes works, but most of the time it doesn't, and then things just kind of go south when that generation passes. So our three objectives for this workshop: we want to cause you to recognize and think about your legacy, and provide you with information and strategies to help you plan. And two, we want to cause you to discuss your legacy plans with your children and other heirs, or you know, other organizations. We've had cases, I've heard of cases where a significant amount of dollars is dropped onto a congregation or any organization, and they don't really know what to do with it. They don't know what the intent was. They have no context, and so that's important. But the third point is really, whoever you work with, you should be working with a team. And so I always try to invite my clients to bring their children to the meeting, whether they're coloring or whether they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever. But have your children in the meetings. Make sure they know your team of financial professionals, your financial advisor, your tax accountant, and your attorney, because they're going to meet them at some point. And I would like them to be in the meeting when I do.
And the meeting we're talking about, meeting, workshop, gathering, symposium, session,
one-on-one product review, whatever that is.
It's all going to be happening on Thursday night, November 10th, right here at the Great News Media Center at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. It's from 6:30 till about 7:30, no longer than 8 o'clock, usually about an hour and a half.
Yeah, we'll keep it under an hour and a half. And then
we'll hang around.
Yep, we'll hang around as long as there are questions, absolutely.
But you need to RSVP by Friday, November 4th, so you have a week or two to get an RSVP in, and you can have your question answered by calling 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646. And I will point out, no products are going to be sold. This is not a pressured sales situation. You'll come, you can learn, you can ask questions, and you can leave. There's not like a, you need to sign up, or you need to sit down, or let's schedule a two-hour review. Now, they'll be more than happy to sit down with you personally, you and your family members, and talk through any questions you have. But this is kind of an introduction into the concept. Do your children know? Do you know? Have you put together a legacy strategy? And they have two other key speakers that will talk. One is more of an attorney. Talk about the two special guests that will join you.
Yeah, so Kyle Emkus is a estate planning attorney here in town, and does a lot of farm estate planning and so forth. And he just does a great job of explaining sometimes some really complicated, bizarre terms, and just boils down really well. I've known him for a long, long time. And there's lots of attorneys in town that do a great job. And then the other one is Rex Kallenbach. Rex is a certified public accountant, and does a great job of helping people to not just do their taxes, but also think through different strategies. And we give unto Caesar, pay your fair share, but let's be realistic and let's do some decent planning around it.
And I think Dean Hull a few weeks ago talked about some of those aspects, because if you don't have them designated, God forbid that the government gets a big bunch of it, because if you haven't done some of your will and estate planning and trusts and figured things out, then it sometimes is left into the government's hands. And so it's very important that you really have a plan put
in
place.
Right. And we, you know, the industry focuses a lot on what happens when I pass, and that's very important. But there are a lot of things that can be done while we're here, and gifts that we can give. Qualified charitable distributions is one of the things we'll talk about, when you can do when you reach a certain age. But, you know, there's the give later or give now, or, you know, there's different things. I like the idea of doing both, because I can see what's going on. I can show my children how this works, rather than I'm gone, now you figure it out. Let's model this.
I think during Dean's program a couple weeks ago, we touched on a few things that I know some friends that in the later stages of their life, they just started to give away furniture and keepsakes. And why not enjoy that giving habit now and give it to the people that really appreciate or want it or look forward to having it? Give it to them early, and why wait? And then some of the other things that can be set up, creative ways where they can fund a ministry or their church.
Perpetually sometimes.
Yeah.
But again, it comes back to, I think, as parents, we want to try to model so many good things and so many values. We just don't do that really well with money.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't be that way.
In case you just tuned in, I have Bruce Paulsrud in the studio. He and two others will be putting on a special workshop, Do Your Children Know? The event is happening on Thursday night, November 10th at 6:30 p.m. right here at the Great News Media Center. And just so there isn't confusion, 2 weeks ago we had Dean Hull here in the studio, and he talked about legacy planning for individuals with special needs. And so whether it's the folks, maybe it's your parents that have special needs, or preparing for the children that have special needs so that if they pass, they're taken care of through unique ways of investing their monies and setting a course in action, a trust or other things. So today's program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under our Mark and Friends tab, along with Dean Hull, his talk about legacy planning for individuals with special needs. Now, his workshop is coming up on November 3rd, so that's just about a week. And you, Bruce, the Do Your Children Know will be coming up on Thursday, November 10th. So there's two different workshops here at the Great News Media Center. We encourage you to attend maybe both, or as has been said by Bruce, invite your children or your
parents, folks
or grandparents. You know, I think this applies to everyone. And I think having good communication skills with the family will help alleviate either misunderstanding or hurt feelings or confusion. So it's very important that you come together as a family. And if your whole family can't make it, please come out. But you need to RSVP and get your questions answered by calling 217-819-4646. 217-819-4646. Now, Bruce, what would be maybe one, two, or three things that people could be mindful in preparation for this workshop that you're putting on, Do Your Children Know?
Well, actually, Mark, I don't think there's anything to bring along to the meeting other than just an open mind and thinking about what are our goals, our concerns, what are our values, and how do we communicate that to our children? You know, and some of the strategies that we'll learn during this workshop will help them process that and think through what their communication strategy is going to be with their loved ones and their organizations that they care about.
Well, thank you, Bruce, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. We had a little testimony Tuesday on Wednesday, and so let me reiterate the two upcoming workshops that are happening here at the Great News Media Center. Both of them are on Thursday night, beginning at 6:30. Dean Hull and his team will provide information about legacy planning for individuals with special needs. That'll happen on Thursday, November 3rd at 6:30 at the Great News Media Center. And then on Thursday night, November 10th, a week later, we'll have this special workshop called Do Your Children Know? Your legacy strategy, how your strategy will impact the people and places you care about, the names of your financial team, all these and many more questions will be answered. But you must RSVP at 217-819-4646. That's 217-819-4646. Well, thank you, Bruce, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today or 2 weeks ago when we had Dean Hull on, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. wluj.org, wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to the program. But I would highly recommend both of these workshops. I think they're going to be informative, helpful, and help you plan your legacy strategy and certainly care for those causes. And maybe it's your church, maybe it's this radio ministry or another cause that God has used in your life. By knowing all the different strategies and techniques and ways to plan ahead, I think will benefit all of you. So I hope you can be involved in one of these workshops or both of them. Find out more by calling 217-819-4646, 217-819-4646. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.